God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. What is this, Ash Wednesday? Did we just fast forward our way through Epiphany? I thought we were celebrating the baptism of our Lord. Indeed, we are. It was in his baptism that our Lord Jesus first set his face toward Jerusalem. John's baptism was a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. Jesus didn't need it, but he did it to identify with sinners, to fulfill all righteousness, to make righteous in God's sight all who believe in him. His baptism was the first public act of the great drama of salvation. His body, dripping with the waters of the Jordan, would one day be drenched in the sweat of Gethsemane and then streaked with the blood of Golgotha. Jesus identified with us sinners to save us from our sins. He walked in our shoes all the way to the cross. And from the cross, he rose to life and ascended to the crown and the throne. All of that for you and for me. He identifies with sinners to save us from our sins. Another great identification took place in the baptism of our Lord. The first and third persons of the Holy Trinity demonstrated their perfect union with the second person. The Father and the Holy Spirit identified with the Son. In the heavenly dove, in the voice from heaven, it is revealed that this Jesus truly is the Christ, the Son of the living God. At the cross, it took thick darkness and a thunderous earthquake to convict and convince the centurion and move him to speak. Surely he was the Son of God. Yet even that heartfelt confession fell short of the truth. Because the truth is not that Jesus was the Son of God, but that Jesus is the Son of the living God. And so Simon Peter got it right. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. You believe that, don't you? You believe, don't you, that Jesus is the Christ, the promised Savior, your Savior, the Son of the living God. You believe, don't you, that Jesus Christ identified with you to save you from your sins? You believe, don't you, that Jesus went to that cross for you and rose again for you and ascended into heaven for you and will come again for you? You believe that, don't you? Blessed are you, for this truth was not revealed to you by man, but by the Father in heaven, through the working of the Holy Spirit, using the means of grace. And by that faith, you are righteous before God. By that faith you have forgiveness of sins, and by that faith you have everlasting life. No question about that. The only question is, how are you and I living out here and now the truth that Jesus is the beloved Son of the Father, that Jesus is the one on whom the Spirit descends and remains, that Jesus is the Christ, the promised Savior? Are you thinking with the mind of Christ? Are you and I willing to identify with sinners, to do whatever it takes to seek the lost? Are you and I willing to walk in the other person's shoes? Oh, I love the lost. It's just other Christians I can't stand. Well, let me ask you this then, and let me ask myself, are you and I willing to identify also with our sisters and brothers in Christ, to love one another as He has loved us? Are we willing to listen with an open mind, to seek to really hear and understand? Are we willing to walk the road of humility and service? If we are, then others will see upon us the Spirit of Jesus, and they will give glory to our Father in heaven. Come to the Lord's table and receive in this bread and wine the very body and blood of our Savior Jesus Christ. And in that body and blood, receive forgiveness for your past and receive His strength for your future. Let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this now.